It's everybody's dream to, you know, make an active roster. You know, it was you know, just a blessing to have the opportunity and a blessing to have a coaching staff that believes in me. And, you know, I really can't put into words how it feels. I mean, it's just a dream come true that I've worked for since I was a little kid.
When did you have the sense that, okay, you're going to be on the field, you're the backup on Sunday?
You know, I actually didn't know I was going to be the backup until the game of, or the day of the game, just because Sam was working out and trying to see if he was going to be able to go. And, you know, we fully expect that he's going to be back and healthy sooner rather than later. But, like I said, I was just trying to prepare the night before and make sure that I was ready if called upon. Yeah, no, it definitely does. I mean, like I said, it's something that I've worked for a long time. It's something that, you know, I've envisioned and worked towards, you know, ever since I can remember playing football. So, you know, it's been a great ride so far, and I've enjoyed my time in Minnesota, and I'm just going to hopefully continue to grow within the offensive playbook and just keep working my way up.
If you were to be the backup again this week and Case got hurt, do you know enough of the offense at this point to run much?
I mean, yeah, no, I do. I mean, I'm not a master of it quite yet like Case and Sam are. But, I mean, I could get in there and run, I could definitely run the basic plays that we have. And, you know, I would say I could probably run 70 to 80% of the playbook successfully. But, you know, that's going to come with time. I think here in the next couple weeks I'll, you know, have it down pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yep.